In assessing the threat of biological terrorism, public health officials are focusing a lot of attention on a disease that was wiped out in the 1970s, smallpox. NPR's John Hamilton reports on how the nation might cope with an outbreak.
Dr. Paul Auerwater has never seen a patient with smallpox. He's a specialist in infectious diseases at Johns Hopkins University. By the time he got to medical school in the 1980s, the World Health Organization had declared smallpox gone from the face of the earth. Even so, Auerwater says he and other doctors would recognize the disease by its distinctive symptoms.
Very characteristic pox spots on the skin that develop to be numbering in the hundreds. So there are really no other problems that look exactly like that, although there are some close cousins.
Chickenpox, for example. But smallpox appear on different parts of the body, typically a week or so after infection. And in severe cases, the spots become pustules that cover every inch of the skin. The disease kills nearly a third of people who get it. And it is highly contagious, carried through the air by tiny droplets expelled when an infected person coughs or just exhales. So Auerwater says the first step would be to bring in public health workers who would try to track down anyone who might have been exposed.
We would isolate household members, anyone that has stayed with in the prior 2 weeks or so, and work backwards that way to cast the net as broadly as possible and try to limit movement.
The idea is to create a ring around the first cases of smallpox and to keep the virus from getting outside that ring. Local public health workers would contact the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. If CDC officials believe the virus might have escaped the ring, they might call for more drastic measures.
You wouldn't allow people to travel in cars or go on planes or trains and essentially carry the virus elsewhere. So you'd essentially place some sort of freeze order on a defined area to help prevent that. And then people in that area should probably be broadly immunized. So you create a bit of a buffer zone.
Auerwater says immunization would be important because no one in the U.S. has been vaccinated for smallpox since the 1970s, and the vaccine's effectiveness wears off after just 7 to 10 years. But figuring out who to vaccinate might be difficult. That was one of the lessons government officials learned when they simulated a smallpox outbreak a few months ago, an exercise called Dark Winter. It followed an imaginary outbreak for 2 weeks. Peggy Hamburg, who once ran New York City's health department, was a participant.
For many, the moment came when we realized that we had only a limited supply of vaccine, and when that went, we had very little in our armamentarium in terms of how to scientifically and effectively manage an unfolding and very frightening epidemic.
There are 10 to 15 million doses of smallpox vaccine in the U.S., all of it controlled by the government. Federal officials have ordered another 40 million doses, but they will take years to produce. Even with unlimited supplies, doctors say they wouldn't immunize the whole country. That's because the vaccine uses a live virus. It's not the virus that causes smallpox, but the vaccination still causes bad reactions in 1 in 100 people. People with impaired immune systems can die. Moreover, Dr. Auerwater of Johns Hopkins says the outbreaks decades ago were different because much of the Earth's population was immune.
What we really don't know is how smallpox behaves in a completely virgin population. That is, it may be able to spread much faster.
So I asked Auerwater whether he thought an outbreak in the U.S. would be contained.
I don't know. I'd have to think about that problem.
Auerwater says it would come down to how many people were infected and where. He says 100 cases in different cities would present a huge challenge. John Hamilton, NPR News, Washington.